Good evening. I'm Susan Clark. I live at 9836 Wildeer Road in Ladue. I'm another criminal who's been tear gassed this last week and hit with a baton and cleared out of sidewalks that I'm legally allowed to assemble on while not protesting, simply observing protests as a legal observer. I don't know where you all have been, but we need leaders in this community. We don't have them. We have a governor who has instituted a state of emergency that didn't manage to protect anybody or anything that needed protecting. We have mayors and police departments who can't control their cities and their towns, who can't talk to the people who live there. I've lived here for 29 years, and for 29 years I have known that this was a racist community. And I have had pinpricks of racism inflicted on me and my family every week for 29 years. But I could ignore them. I could go home to my nice, white, upper-middle-class neighborhood and forget about it. I can't do that any longer. And I don't believe you ought to be able to either. This is an untenable situation. You are our elected leaders. Lead.
Next speaker is Gloria Nickerson. Gloria Nickerson. Ms. Nickerson?
That isn't how it works.
She had remaining 10.
I'm sorry, we can't. Unless you sign up, you can't.
I cannot yield my time to a previous speaker.
To a previous speaker?
Yes.
Go ahead.
And we're all paying for it here, so we might as well utilize it. So let's do a little gut check, because I watched each and every one of your faces when a member of your community, one of your constituents, told you she was tear gassed, and not a blink was made. How many have you, of you up here, please show your hands, and I know you normally don't respond, but this will be a gut check to see whether or not you are in tune with the people here. How many of you have been out at a protest site in front of the Ferguson Police Department after 7 o'clock p.m., raise your hands. Seeing no hands, please, media, no one here is willing to admit that they have been to a protest site. They are keeping us unsafe. And if the people and leadership cannot hear us, then I will speak to the people that can hear us. This is no longer allowed in our community. This is no longer allowed in our country. If you cannot hear our brothers and sisters who don't look like me screaming for them, then I will scream too. Our kids are at stake. Our brothers, our sisters, our family members, our husbands, our wives are at stake. And we will not allow them to be sacrificed for the process of kindness. And this is our tradition anymore. If you all are not brave enough to walk to a protest site, each and every one of you today, then I guarantee you do not have the courage to do what it takes to stop us from getting killed. Our families are getting killed, not people like me, but people like the members in my family. People like the members in this audience are being killed. Can you hear anyone? Do I have to be louder?
That was the remaining time, Madam Chair.
Thank you.